podcast where you can bring you news, reviews, and more. We're having problems this week. Let's get on with this. Alex, start.
Yes, Alex is starting. As you can probably hear in the background, I was playing some NCAA 11. Hop back on that, made a new team, been playing some Mass Effect, getting ready for a certain DLC on the 7th.
We'll get to that.
Touched on StarCraft 2 a little bit, didn't play it very much as they killed my computer and it's not the
Did
same
Did you touch
anymore.
It in its sweet spot?
Oh, I tried to. It doesn't work anymore. I am also played a little bit of Oblivion and Fallout, I think, for just a few moments. Other than that, that's about it.
All right.
As probably already noticed, I've still been playing Pokemon, playing NCAA, been playing Call of Duty. I started school this week, so I've been doing that, and... staring at a Fallout 3 bobblehead. I'm done.
Wayland?
Well, this week I've only played Mass Effect 2 and Civ 4, and I started school last week. Main stuff this week, and I'm done.
Okay, anyway, let's see, what have I been playing? Call of Duty, Halo, and hopefully starting tomorrow I'm going to be playing Alan Wake. I guess we're going to find out next week. All right, let's just go ahead and jump right into the news, because we have to do this in a hurry, and we have a lot of stuff to go through, because a lot has happened in the past week. Thank you, GameCom.
Well, actually, I hate GameCom because you gave us a lot of stuff to talk about.
Yeah, and I had to go through like almost 30 plus pages on Joystick, and I didn't even bother with Kotaku and Engadget this week.
As I mentioned earlier, I was playing StarCraft 2, and starting next month, let's see here. Yes, next month, we're going to be getting a patch for StarCraft 2. It's going to be improving, switching, downgrading, whatever, certain issues. Small map change was mentioned. Certain Protoss units are being changed, improved, degraded.
I heard that they're making the Zerg Rush faster.
Who wants the Zerg Rush?
I don't like the Zerg Rush. Why should it be fast? Even in the campaign, the Zerg Rush is a bitch.
They do it in campaign, too?
Yeah, it's the Zerg. That's their major thing, is the Zerg Rush.
Yeah, I'm Zerg.
It's just unit changes.
I'm gonna rush you.
Alright, next.
Apparently, as some of you may have not known, there is going to be a new RPG coming out. And it's an online one. And it's being adapted of Dungeons & Dragons. Neverwinter. Not Neverwinter Nights, done by BioWare, and then the sequel done by Obsidian. Just Neverwinter. It's technically not the same thing. So don't get them confused. It's
so
new, it's improved, and
it
shall, it's being collaborated with Wizard of Coast and author R.A. Salvatore, who does a lot of books, who also has another game coming out later, who is, nifty, blah, blah, blah. It's new, it's interesting, there's some more details of it. You will have, it's free to play with microtransactions, using the model to pay by the minute. Ha-ha! It's the same, if you play like the free-to-play games, it's kind of like that. So.
Next! Yeah. Gavel with Zombies, Dead Rising 2 High Stakes Edition is now being taking pre-orders from places. And the High Stakes Edition comes with a gambling box full of poker chips, poker cards, and a pair of dice, apparently. They're not 20-sided. They're 6-sided. Ha, they're gay. And other shit. And a game. Next. We're good. Waylon.
All right. Everybody's favorite game is going to be on sale this week. That's right. It's Civilization 4. The ultimate, the complete edition. It's going to be on sale until September 3rd.
You can do it.
Get your copy today. On to you, Mike.
Okay.
You know what?
I'm going to make that the opening of this podcast. Okay, that's also going to be the name of this podcast. It's going to be a misspelled September. Anyway, I don't know if you guys
heard
of Telltale Games. They're the guys that made Sam and Max.
Anyway,
I think the Penny Arcade game. I'm not sure. They're doing a mashup game, which is going to bring Penny Arcade, Strong Bad, Team Fortress 2, and Sam and Max all to the same game. If this is starting to sound like Expendables to you, but better, stop me.
April Fools. No, I'm joking.
No, not kidding.
August Fools.
From the looks of the trailer, it looks to be a card game. It's kind of weird. Hey, I'd buy it. A card game with Penny Arcade plus Team Fortress and Sam & Max? That's great right there. So,
I don't think I could be convinced about it. I never played Sam & Max. Team Fortress 2 isn't a big game for me.
I like Sam & Max.
But multiplayer! Seems to be expected to be in every game now. But Portal 2 says fuck you and has decided to do its own little thing.
I hate the bleep sound effect.
And it does have its own co-op.
Why? We're explicitive. Explicitive.
Explicitive?
Yeah, we're explicitive.
It does have its own co-op campaign. But did you know? Yes, this is our history channel, apparently, of Portal 2.
Pussy damn.
Did you know that it had competitive multiplayer at one point? However, although you know it may have sounded fun, apparently the game would go awry.
I never thought that it would be fun to play multiplayer with.
Here's the way I can see one of those things turning out: you versus a friend, and you trapping your friend in an infinite loop in one of the portals.
Well, that was the major problem, is that, you know, you'd have an objective game type, and you could just go, oh, well, I'm going to drop you in an, you know, infinite portal, have fun trying to get out.
Yeah, they have that same problem with the Team Fortress 2 mods, where they'll have the infinite portals, but they put limits on some of these mods to how many times you can use it, or you can only fire a portal every minute and a half, or something like that.
I mean, yeah, I could see how you could do it, but obviously Valve decided that, you know, it would be too tedious to try and get it just right to where it wasn't worth the risk. But hey, I'm happy I get my co-op with robot thing, and also the portal too.
The co-op does look really, really cool, the way they have it set up. So at least
the only thing that worries me is all that goo. It seems like that could be a sexual joke one day.
I don't know that the way they've got the gels in the game.
Propulsion gel has got me humping.
Booyah!
Anyway, are you moving too fast? Moving too slow? Not moving enough?
Move faster with portal 2. Yeah,
brings love to your life. Anyway, next.
Speaking of love, I'm going to talk about cute video game.
I saw one of those today.
I want to talk about Akamiden, and if you've been paying any attention to it, this game is like cute incarnate, and they have like little bitty cute Akamiden stuffed animals, and you can get book. I want one.
Okay.
See, on the outside, Koga is this, like, you know, badass mother... Yeah, but, you know,
on the inside, I'm a sensitive soul, man. I'm sensitive. And I want a cute little stuff. Yeah! Anyways, you can get a demo of Akamiden starting September 8th through your Wii. Well, through the 8th of September through October 5th. You can also get it at a DS station download kiosk, which is apparently only in Japan. Why am I even reading this if it's in Japan?
Because most likely
some Japanese guy out there.
The game comes out next year in America. Why am I reading about Japan?
The demo will most.
I don't know. Apparently, there's people that will go to Japan.
The reason why I mention this is one, the demo will most likely end up online. Two, the demo will most likely show up in the U.S. in a few weeks or months.
Also, Japan, love you long time.
Yes.
Yeah, but.
No. Happy poopy time.
I like your rationale there. Yeah, but no.
That makes no sense. I'm reading about... No, the game comes out September 30th of this year. Yeah, okay, the demo might come out in December, for God's sake. We don't have a release date.
That's fine. Look, the point is that there's a demo
better to release...
most likely
translated
to the U.S.
You know what? I'm going to make this really awkward and go, yes.
Alex, stop orgasming.
Orgasming?
That's a new word, by the way.
Whatever, anyway.
Yes, that's a new word.
Fairy talk.
Shut up, Akamiden. Small, cute, furry, cuddly.
Shut up.
I won't.
Freaking fairy, go.
I do not know this person. Anyways, holy flying pixie dust. Guys, freaking Valve actually attempted to make a fairy-based RPG into a working prototype. But apparently it felt so bad that they were so ashamed of it. But it's a useful failure somehow. Blah, blah, blah. Yada, yada, yada. Next.
I
want a book cover.
That was quick. You're done already? Wayland, go.
Yes.
Wayland.
This week, Ubisoft let go 38 members of their team at Red Storm Entertainment. Red Storm is mainly working on Ghost Recon Future Soldier that comes out at some point in time.
Oh, that reminds me. It's past summer and I haven't gotten a beta for that damn game.
It was gonna suck anyways.
I don't know, I like Ghost Recon. Okay, anyway, so since you're done.
Fuck!
A little while.
Look at the cuteness!
Shut the hell up.
Okay.
For a while now, actually for years, they've been trying to ban violent video games. Well, there is a lawsuit that has been put up for November the 2nd. It's called Schwarzenegger versus EMA Entertainment Merchants Association, which will go to the U.S. Supreme Court on November 2nd. This is the farthest any video game suit has ever gotten, and this could potentially determine the way we see video games from now on. This could do one of many things. Either A, it could outright ban the violent video games in California or across the U.S., depending on how this turns out, or it could just ban these – right now it's – currently illegal, according to the ESA, to sell M-rated games to minors. You could get fired from your job, yada, yada, yada. It's the same in
people do it anyway.
Every state. And
yeah, people rent.
Stupid people.
This law could potentially fix this, either by making it so this way you're held with a fine if you do something wrong, or they just don't sell violent video games whatsoever. So games like Grand Theft Auto, Left 4 Dead, Pokemon may never get sold again.
Mass Effect!
Wait,
no, my Pokemon Pokemon's fine. Will never be complete.
They didn't actually add Pokemon, but I'm theorizing that'll be the next game. I don't know if they could actually get that.
I mean, the furthest I think they could go is, you know, yeah, you could say they'd ban violent video games, but I think they'd still be for sale. You would just have to specifically ask for them and be of the right age.
Well, that would be essentially the same system as it is now,
though. It's more annoying.
I honestly think the adult games would become like cigarettes, where, you know, you have to specifically ask for them, and the behind-the-counter to where no children, blah, blah, blah.
Well, right now, that's how the M-games work at most GameStops, is they're behind-the-counter, and the only way you can get them is if you have an
item. Not at my GameStop.
My GameStop, they're all that we have out on the shelves at my GameStop.
Adorable.
Are empty cases. You can pick the case up and go to the desk, but if you're not 18 or 17, I mean to say, you cannot buy the game. But the whole thing with this is, there's a chance this may only stop M-rated games from being sold in California, because this is the California governor doing the suit. So,
well, if he succeeds, I'm sticking a fucking predator on his ass.
Especially since he was in a lot of action.
Was he in that movie? Didn't he win that fight? I don't know. I've never seen the movie. Did he die?
He wasn't in Predators, which, you know, there was like a bunch of them.
But he was in the old
one. He was in the first one.
He was in the first one. Spoiler alert, he won.
In the Barbarian series, which was bloody.
He was the Terminator, too, so I don't think you can... It's essentially the Terminator, who is in one of the biggest movies of all time next to Predators and Aliens.
Yeah,
and stuff like
but,
that. Fighting
dude,
video games!
He was also a pregnant man, okay?
That movie was hilarious.
Okay.
I've
seen that one.
Alex?
PlayStation! Has a plot.
No.
And also, it has services. Of a kind of repair kind.
Is it
apparently,
fans?
You sign up for PlayStation Plus. Yes, you get boobs. What?
Yay!
If you get sign up for PlayStation Plus, you can also purchase a 2-year extended console warranty for $44.99 instead of the usual $59.99 for just 1 year. So if you pay for
total price is like $100.
If you pay for one thing, you get the benefit of paying for another. So
I have to pay for one to get the ability to pay for the other.
Yeah.
Essentially, I thought that would be kind of funny to add.
The good thing is, if you do have a 2-year warranty, which, you know, most don't go past one, so enjoy. Decide on your own. Personally, it's not good for me, considering I've never had a problem with my PS3 and still look at my Xbox.
Your PS3 is gonna die 3 days after the warranty ends, like mine.
I honestly don't play it enough. That's the strength of the PS3.
If you don't play it enough, why don't you let me borrow it? I swear to God, I'll send it back.
Look at my 360.
You're going to be buying one anyway. What do you care?
The reason I'm going to like strictly digital content, because my 360, I have to hit the disc tray button 3 times before it'll open. Otherwise, I'll just sit there and click.
It's going to be a while before you play Fallout or anything like that, isn't it?
Click.
Maybe.
Okay. Anyway, let's go on to the next thing.
I get to talk about more, depending on who you are, small, cute, and cuddly things. What is this?
Cockbite!
What am I? Is revealing cuddly it man?
Today.
I don't know. I added this just because you've had an obsession with it lately. And
I'm cute and cuddly.
The only reason why this has
relevance my belly.
Now
you're
is
also fuzzy wuzzy. And you're
and apparently most of your articles involve you going to Japan a lot.
Anyway, whatever. Go.
I am now going to talk about Pokemon. Pokemon.
Or Beanie Babies.
Beanie Babies business, depending on who you are. Apparently, Black and White, the new versions of Pokemon, because they're running out of materials, colors, and objects to name after. I wonder what the third one's going to be called. This is Black and White. What's the next one? Gray.
Pokemon Asian. Pokemon Asian Edition.
I think it's going to be brown.
Pokemon. Wait, I can't say that. Damn it.
So anyway, the Pokemon sales are doing extremely well over there. As in that they have gone platinum, and that they've sold 1.8 million units.
Then they also sell that, so there's
no
point giving it.
They have gone platinum. Blah blah blah. I'm not using their own joke.
Ooh, the next Pokemon game is going to be Pokemon Baiko. Booyah. It's four colors now.
Oh, Jesus.
Blue, okay. Yellow, cyan, orange.
Yeah, the game... These are just the pre-orders, by the way.
And that's they've why been available this is notable.
Since July 21st, meaning this shit's good. Like, really
good. Go get
good.
You some Pokemon Cockfight. Poco-co. Get you one.
I'd like to go... I'd like to get the Pokemon game, but I also don't want to walk into a store and buy a Pokemon game and everybody looks at me like, you're just doing that so you can get a child in your car. Because, you know, that's the way you have to do it now. You can't just give a child candy. You also have to have a game.
You have to give him a DS.
What? I would not.
You buy two DS, you get one.
No, but you have to. That's the problem. You can't get a kid in your car anymore. Oh, wait. I've already said too much. Sorry.
Ain't there a deal at GameStop? If you buy a DS, you get a free game?
Yeah, that's a new deal that just started up.
All right. See? There you go.
It's actually kind of funny because my GameStop isn't doing that for some reason. Yeah, they give you a deal counts for Disney games. That's probably why.
Who cares? Go buy the new Pokemon when it comes out.
Because we know you will.
Depending on who you are.
All right. Anyway, let's move on to the next subject.
Call me Dan.
Holy cowboys and Indians, people, liars and cheaters. Wait.
Cheaters
DLC for Red Dead Redemption is going to be coming out September 21st, and all this pack is going to include is more multiplayer crap. Man, this is not worth my time. Anyways, apparently
that's the future.
Yeah, apparently. Rockstar's been listening to what I've been ranting about, and actually are going to give us multiplayer poker and Liar's Dice. So that means me and Waylon can actually play Liar's Dice. And I'll... Yay! And then there's horse races. Care about those.
Okay, anyway.
The explosive rifle.
PETA's going to kill you.
Seven new gang hideouts, because those were fun to begin with.
Yeah, right.
Four new hunting grounds. And, bleh. Hunting was gay.
You're just jealous. It's not cute. That's your problem.
Yeah, hunting is not cute.
If it was cute, you'd like it.
Yeah, and more stuff about multiplayer characters coming from the Red Dead Redemption storyline. We get to play as Gay Jack. Ooh, I get to play as that twat. Yay, I think.
If he was cute, you'd care.
In other words, Rockstar loves you.
Yeah, no, don't. If they loved me, they would give me story-based DLC and not this stuff.
Dragon Age Origins will be coming out with a complete edition, maybe. It's a rumor. Who knows? Nobody knows. That's why it's a rumor.
It's not cute yet.
If it's rated by the OFLC, there's a good chance it's real.
It's a rumor. And
this is Australia we're talking about, for God's sake.
With all the DLC that has came out recently, it may be the new DLC coming out this September, but no one knows yet.
It's a rumor.
It also involves Morgan.
Okay, anyway.
There's a proof plus 10.
I bet the picture of her is not too good.
Flattering. For everybody who listened to the podcast last week, haha, that's a joke on us.
No.
Because I listened. It didn't work. Yeah, you totally listened to a podcast that didn't get posted.
Exactly. I was here, so I heard. Anyway, heard the podcast. My case closed. I went.
We mentioned that they were only doing for the Windows Phone 7 turn-based Xbox Live support. Well, apparently Microsoft's working on phone-to-console gaming as well as real-time gaming for the phone, and that's a priority now. So I can imagine playing Halo on my Windows Phone 7 phone and then playing it against somebody on the 360. But that's their ultimate goal at this point. Right now they're going to be starting off with things
then
like...
Then you're going to get your ass pwned because you're playing on a phone.
Starting off with things like the example of the pub games for Fable 2, where you would play the pub game and it would unlock stuff for the other version of the game. That's how it would similarly work for this. So say I'm playing the pub game on my phone and that would connect to my gamertag, and then I get on the 360, play Fable 3, and what do you know? I have things in Fable 3 that I didn't have before because I played a pub game.
Well, I honestly think this is Microsoft's answer to the big question ever since the DS / DSP came out. Is, you know, when is Microsoft going to reveal their little, you know, handy handheld toy?
I think this
is their temporary answer saying, okay, we're not giving you the full thing, but here's some cool stuff, and you get a phone.
Yeah, I think that this is really the answer that a lot of us have been looking for. Like, three years ago, they announced Live Anywhere, which is supposed to be a service where you could essentially build Xbox Live into any phone, which ended up getting, like, ditched, and now it's this. So, that to me, this is a cool idea. I like
the idea. Or my window pad. I want my Windows pad.
It looks like it could be better than the iPhone, I still think, just because the phone...
I just hope that, you know, obviously they're putting a lot of faith in the Xbox Live function working really well.
They are. That's supposed to be one of their big things.
I just hope there's enough support from the community that go, you know, this could benefit me. Because I'm sure there's plenty that going, you know, they're going, dude, I have my iPhone. That's all I want. I've got Xbox Live for home. Why would I take it with me? Well, and besides, I get apps for the iPhone for that, blah, blah, blah.
The only thing that I can see that would combat this is because Microsoft's been paying a bunch of the really big iPhone developers, so, like, Angry Birds is going to be on there most likely.
Don't have a move.
Yeah, I know, right?
They put their
Angry Birds is now on two other devices as of this week, so it's going to be on Android in a few days, and it's already on the Palm app. And they're putting Fruit Ninja, which is a selling iPhone game, on there. Flight Control, which is another one. And bunch of really popular iPhone games. And 360 arcade games that were supposed to come out during the summer. So, something tells me Yu-Gi-Oh! Will end up on this phone. I don't know why I think that, but...
On September 7th, I'm going to have to clean my pants out again. Y'all know this. But September 7th, all Mass Effect and Mass Effect 2 fans alike will get to rejoice in the Liara DLC that will be out, and you'll be able to play Lair of the Shadow Broker DLC. So yeah, there you go. It's going to be $10.
I'm seriously...
Whichever way you get it, it's going to be $10, so go get it. And jizz with me! We can all jizz together!
When the Game of the Year edition comes out, I plan on getting that just so I can play all the DLC again that I didn't buy. Especially the Liara DLC. I really want to play that.
I mean, look, I've got two games pre-order right now, and I'm looking forward more to a DLC than I am those games. I'm sorry, not very much.
I have one game pre-ordered, and I'm not going to say that game because I'm going to go this whole podcast without mentioning this game. Okay, anyway, continue to the next
one. Oh, wait, you mean...
Shut up.
I am continuing my trend of what is cute, and I'm going to talk about Solid 2. The most cute game ever.
I know it has such furry heads.
Coming out, it's so cute.
It's so cute.
You get the cam inside of it and everything. It's gorgeous.
Yeah, but it's still going to be repetitive, I bet.
I would jizz in my pants, but it doesn't have blue aliens in it.
If you jizz
in your pants, it's blue alien people that were going to get tortured if they didn't push a button.
Torture yourself to push this button. The game, Solid 2 Flesh and Blood, which was shown at E3 and announced other points in time, will be out October 19th, which is just in time for the release of Saw 7 3D, which is the seventh movie in the franchise, and apparently going to be the last movie of the franchise.
And then it will turn into a chicken.
I heard a rumor that they actually already have three others planned.
That's not what I heard.
I actually got that from the
wiki. For the purpose of beating Saul to death, we're going to go with the idea that there's only one more. Because, I'm sorry, that movie has been beat to death at this point.
Every year, seven years, it's good.
Because they keep bringing the villain back, right?
Not really. I mean, he's dead.
They keep referencing him.
It's references and flashbacks.
Oh, okay.
I hate flashbacks.
Well, another thing I wanted to point out is either Saul... The first game did, you know, quite well when I wasn't looking, or the developers don't get it.
No, it's for an achievement award game. That's why it did so good.
Not only that, though, but the game actually did get decent reviews. It got sixes and ups.
The first one, obviously, was the best. And then it kind of went downhill.
I'm talking about the game.
And then it picked back up when the game came out. See how I tied that in? Aha!
Anyway, I've actually played a bit of the game. It's not bad. The combat's what's the problem. Otherwise, the rest of the game's fun.
There's combat?
It's
well, that's like saying, hey, Fallout 3 is fun until you start fighting stuff.
The whole point of the game is it's a puzzle game, but in between the puzzles, which there's...
Better yet, Street Fighter 4 was fun until I actually started playing the game.
I've actually had somebody say that at GameStop. No kidding. No.
They need to get shot.
The main meat of Saw is the puzzles. Haha, get it?
Meat, Saw. Repetitive.
And in between, every once in a while, in between these puzzles, there's going to be a hand-to-hand fight, and the hand-to-hand combat isn't very good. But otherwise, the puzzles are really well done, and it's fun to do the puzzles.
And they're repetitive.
Well, that's like buying a PS3 and saying most of it's... Oh, wait.
And the puzzles are repetitive.
Okay, anyway,
And the puzzles are repetitive.
We get it.
Trying to get something out. Hold on.
Dobby is repetitive.
The puzzles are repetitive.
Dobby, SGFU, Koga's trying to get something out.
Dobby is repetitive. All I was saying was, it's not that bad if the puzzles are good. But if the puzzles are repetitive, then there's an issue. Okay.
For the most part, you mostly stick your hand in toilets.
I don't have anything else to say. I'm done.
Anyway, okay, so...
Yeah, for the most part, you stick your hand in toilets. Of syringes.
Moving forward.
Continuing forward, we're going to go fight... I don't know if it's Dracula or not, but Castlevania, Lord of Shadow, the 360. There's going to be a disc swapping problem. Solution. Or something. It has disc swapping, which I almost said dick swapping. But it's okay. Blah, 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 blah.
It might do that too. Let's see.
Yes. Beat the first disc. Insert the second disc. That's how it works. Moving on.
It works like Mass Effect 2, Vic. Where you use the first one, then you insert
the second. This is also my last article, so I have to yell really loud as though I'm in a hurricane. I'm reporting in a hurricane! Castlevania Lord of Shadows is a hurricane.
It's a hurricane.
It's a
hurricane! But,
no. The way that this works is if you install the game's first disc on your hard drive, then you can play the entire game just by using the second disc instead of, like, Mass Effect.
Oh, so there's actually no disc swapping?
No disc swapping at all!
Oh, well, that's cool.
Yep.
Yeah, so...
Now I feel cheated. Damn you, Mass Effect.
Supposedly more games are going
to
adopt that same system.
It makes sense
also,
to me. I mean, look at
the
Final
that's what I was hoping they would do with Mass Effect 2, because it just seemed logical. Like, you can install all the data from a disc on there. Why would you have to swap discs? That's going to fix the issue of, like, oh, Metal Gear Solid 4 won't fit on 5 discs. Well, just install them on,
now,
on the PS3.
OnePlus, I mean, I guess it's nothing revolutionary, but to me it stuck out as, you know, something good for Mass Effect 2. Was, you know, what you got to a certain point in the game, you could just play from the second disc, you know, as long as you had profiles in that second part, so that worked.
Yeah, but...
But yeah, I do it. Just playing this like disc all the time. Yeah. They're very nice. Yeah. Sure.
At least the disc
rated mature.
At least the disc swapping in Mass Effect 2 was much better than it was in Infinite on Discovery, where it would stop mid cutscene, which was stupid.
Oh, well, that good. Then that didn't happen in Last Remnant. Last Remnant, be like, oh, by the way, stop.
Even though I didn't make it to disc 2 because the dialogue
is
suffering.
What are we on, a typewriter? Like, type.
Anyway,
stop.
Waylon, go ahead, go.
New Dragon Age DLC. It comes out for $7 of points. It is called Witch's Hunt, and it will be the very last DLC that Dragon Age comes out with until Dragon Age 2 comes out.
A lot of comments.
Dragon Age is going to come out with Dragon Age DLC.
It's also got
Come!
There's a dragon coming on your DLC.
It takes place 1 year after the destruction of the Archdemon. And
the destruction of the Archdemon?
You have told Morrigan is in Ferelden again, and which you hunt and find her.
Did he say you weren't going to find her? That's my problem I have with
her. I know.
Like,
she's like,
you're never going to find me. Don't even try.
I know.
She said don't look.
They even say... Well, no, she says, you won't be able to find me, so don't bother coming looking for me. And then at the end of the game, they say, Morrigan left, never to be seen again.
Well, no,
and
it says some people say that, you know, they see you, blah, blah, blah.
They see somebody with a baby.
Oh, yeah.
Orlé.
Yeah, that's Orlé. Why is she back over here?
Hey, we probably should have put a spoiler tag for that.
Yeah, I don't know what the fuck you guys are talking about.
We didn't discuss anything.
You just said that one of the main characters died.
Discussed that court thing.
Wait, who said anybody died?
No one said
that. That's the point.
Nobody died.
That's the point.
Nice.
Anyway, is there anything else you want to add to that one? Shall we continue with the rest of the
No. You get to import your character.
That's
cool. I hope so. Let's start a new game, because while you weren't looking, your main character died. Your main character pulled a Shepard and died.
Right. But that's the thing. You can make a new character specifically for that DLC.
Yeah, high level, but...
I don't get that point.
I wonder if you can import your character from the last DLC that they had.
I don't know.
Because you can only level up once, but still, that's one level up.
Ooh, one level.
And they give you a lot of tomes, so you get more skill points.
Okay, anyway.
But anyway.
Onward. Well, considering the rest of its people I don't care about, I'll be right back. We didn't give ha! I'm leaving in the middle of your podcast.
Well, there's actually going to be a part we're going to be talking about in with a second with us, so.
Can't leave. I will hire someone to
write you. Updates. Anyway.
I've got time. Bye.
This week.
Bye.
Something happened that shook the world up a little bit, which would be the PlayStation
ban for a game.
No. PlayStation Jailbreak, or the PS3 Jailbreak is what it's called. A bunch of Australian modders, I think is how the story goes. they figured out a way to hack the PS3 using a thumb drive that you just insert in there, yada, yada, yada. And it would boot up games like that. Backups of games. Well, there's been a drama going on about this for the past week. Oh, well, this is illegal. Oh, it's not illegal in Australia. So, Sony's decided to be its ever-so-awesome self and has got a court to halt all production of these PS jailbreaks, and the only person these people are allowed to sell to from now on is Sony, and they are forced to sell them to Sony. So they're kind of forced to just essentially give them over to them at this point.
Nice.
Which is weird. The thing actually works, apparently. There's actually YouTube videos proving that it works. Some people say, oh, well, you could buy that game, like, off PSN. The point of the video is he's loading up another game and starting up this game. He did the same thing with Little Big Planet, which, by my understanding, you can't buy.
Huh.
So, it seems to work. They seem to have proved very well that it works. But, the only reason why this is relevant is just because if Sony gets a hand on this thing won't work the second it starts getting sold anywhere else. So.
Well, but I do feel sorry for Sony because, you know, PS2, they had such a great age. Ever since they had the PS3, they've just had low after low after low.
And for that,
I feel sorry for them too. It's not always their fault. It's just like, dude, you just got dealt a bad hand. Sorry, but you suck.
Yeah, I feel sorry for Sony, especially after the PSP incident, and with what's happening with this, I'm a little worried because it's so, in a way, if you think about it, because of the way the PS3 is designed, if it gets hacked, they're screwed. It'll end up like the PSP, exploit after exploit after exploit. It's kind of the same with the 360, but it's just taking much longer with the 360. Like, with the first one, they hacked it.
Fuck!
It took them, like, 2-3 months to hack the new 360, which they just recently did, and there's no proof they actually did it. So,
well, that's the thing, is I do feel that Sony gave us more free roaming with our PS3s, considering, you know, you can look on the fucking internet with PS3.
Well, you can do this
with a 360, and you can also have transfer of files for certain mods, a la, you know, Unreal Tournament. But at the same time of giving us freedom, a lot of people took advantage of that problem.
Yeah, that's one of the problems with the PlayStation Network, is you can easily take a modded save file and just throw it on your PS3's memory stick, put it in your PS3, and you could end up cheating in any game. On the 360, it's a much more closed system, so it's a lot harder to do something like that. That's why I kind of appreciate the way Microsoft does it and the way Apple does their closed systems, because it's safer in the long run, and you have to deal with a lot less crap.
Now, that's one thing I will point out, is that's my problem with multiplayer. Did you know that if it wasn't for multiplayer, this whole cheating thing would be irrelevant?
Well, people still do. Even for single-player games, people will still cheat games because they don't...
I get that, but remember back, like, the old 64 days? That was, like, the main thing. Like, yo, well, this part was hard, so I just kind of, you know, put in a code. Cheated.
Nowadays, kids come...
Torok!
Nowadays, kids will play a game, and if they find that it's too hard, they will cheat the game just to beat it real quick. Because they're not getting... Most kids will just cheat the campaign real quick and won't even beat the game. Or they'll download a save file offline... And they won't actually beat the game themselves. They'll just say they beat the game.
I suppose in some in-depth way I'm being hypocritical about this, but that's their game. They or their parents spent $60 for it. It's their game.
I mean, it is definitely that.
But
that's
like
same...
I said, multiplayer comes into the issue and it gets more complicated.
They don't want to see the ending properly. That's their problem.
Well, by saying that it's their game, and by saying that they can do that with their single-player games, it's also saying they should be allowed to do that with their multiplayer games. And
I don't... it gets more complicated. I have no, I don't intend to have an answer for the multiplayer part. It's just that, you know, if it weren't for multiplayer, this problem would be irrelevant, but that's just me, you know, going on about stuff.
I don't know. I still think the problem would still be there. It would just be a little less frequent. I think in the case of, like, big games like Modern Warfare 2, it's kind of hard to avoid something like that because it's so big. Same with something like Grand Theft Auto, Red Dead Redemption.
That's the thing, though. If it were just all if there was just all single-player games and they did this, you know, the argument would pop up, why are you trying to mess with my single-player game that affects no one else? We back when Modern Warfare 2 came out. PC games kind of pissed. We're pissed about the game because in the original Modern Warfare, you had modules. It was awesome. Kept most modders at bay. I played the game. It really did. I rarely found a modder. In the new PC version of Call of Duty Black Ops, won't have tools at launch, but it will have tools after launch. So you may get a mod warfare, as in Modern Warfare 1, where you'll have an entire service for just modders, or it just might be tools for all people to experience them. I mean, either way, it does the same thing, where it kind of takes the modders kind of out of it because they can create their own maps, play on them themselves, or we have fun, playing on the regular maps. Not that I hate modders, but, we can agree that they can cheat, and it pisses us off.
Yes.
That's all for Black Ops. Now go do something black.
We have two stories back-to-back here. One's actually quite quick. There's going to be a little bit of a cut for anybody who's listening to the podcast. It's going to sound kind of inconsistent because we just had recording die.
Off of the dick.
So we've only got a little bit left before we're done with the podcast.
Why did he have to use Thunderbolt?
The last bit of this podcast is actually for everybody to talk about, but I was just going to use this stuff. There are three main things happening for the 360 coming November. there is a new dashboard update, which is an annual thing that happens every year for the Xbox 360. That's how we got chat stuff like that. Microsoft is going to be upping the audio quality for Xbox Live Party Chat in November, as well as redesigning the avatars to make them work with Kinect. So now instead of being short and stubby, now they're really tall now.
They're long.
As well as testing out the
as long as they're not hard.
Kinect version of the Xbox 360 dashboard, which is actually a streamlined version of the one we have now. So instead of having the blades kind of like
I hate this game.
It's hard to say. If you've seen a 360, you know
Gonna happen.
It's gonna be all flat this time around, so it's gonna look a lot better and cleaner. And you'll be able to
We're not going back to the original one, are we? We're not going back to the actual blades.
We're sticking to what this is. If you click on the image, you can see it. It's essentially the version of the dashboard we have now. But if you look at the dashboard, you can scroll left and right, and you see how you'll have one thing go off screen or something like that, and one's closer than all the others. They're all essentially going to be together. It's not like it's going to be it's hard to explain what it's like, but you know what I'm talking about. It's going to be much cleaner, it'll look much better, and it's supposed to be much faster, and this is supposed to include that speed update that people have been complaining about. It's also a rumor...
It looks funky fantastic.
...that I don't have in here that goes along with the audio thing. Microsoft's been complaining about the connection quality for some of these parties, and... noting that, of course, again, this is a rumor, not every user has this issue.
This is your woman.
With users who have slow connections, they're going to attempt to fix the Xbox Live Party. Now, I don't think this...
Because this is your woman.
I don't know if this is actually real or not. And just for safety's sake, in case this isn't, I'm not going to name the website this is on, nor am I going to include a link to it.
Also, I'm hoping they include some sort of fix for the three-person rule to where, it starts getting more stressed out if you get more than three people, including lag.
Mind you, if you don't have any person that lags, you can have up to eight people and it doesn't have a problem. I've had eight people playing Halo with not a single person lagging.
Not all the time.
No, I mean,
But who's got perfect connections anymore?
I've never had an issue just playing with other people.
Oh, don't use Solar Score, you retarded dorkson.
So, I mean...
By the way, they're playing Pokemon, so don't get, all pissed off and offended.
I'm so offended he's playing with cute little animals.
Yeah, be offended.
I kind of wanted to know the opinions of...
Wait, what happened to you playing Digimon?
For the...
My save.
Dashboard. Update.
Save.
What do you think? What do you think it should include?
What?
I look forward to the dashboard update a little bit, but then again, we've had so many dashboard updates, to be honest. This latest one, for the longest time, I had trouble remembering the original dashboard. Everybody's like, dude, it's so much better than the original. I'm like, I can't remember the original.
There's a lot of people who actually complain that they want the original back because they say it's faster, even though it's not, and that it's more organized.
It also had funky sounds that were fun to listen to.
Yeah, it did make funky sounds.
Forward.
Well, if you turn up your sound up loud enough on this thing, you can hear them going...
Yeah, I don't know why.
But seriously, that... what it does. Say.
It does that?
I don't really like it.
But regardless, they're going to change the dashboard. And
yeah, seriously. I mean, you got to turn your sound up way up. And then when you're scrolling up and down, left and right, it makes sense.
Yeah, you can actually hear a little bit of it. I'm just saying that the sounds were more funky, crazy on the...
I don't really...
You can definitely hear it when you change TV channels.
For anybody that wants to know, though, we're going to include these links in the link dump. The joystick post of this has a video of what this dashboard looks like, and somebody like a moron posted their gamer tag in the video, so they're going to get banned. Along with images, so you can see the new version.
This isn't like the Spec Ops beta where you can't talk about it, right? Which I did not just talk about it.
Yeah. The first rule of the Spec Ops beta is you can't talk about the Spec Ops beta.
They redesigned the Xbox 360 guide, like when you hit the guide button or the silver button on your console. So that actually looks cleaner now. I think you can actually see the text better now on different TVs. So like,
wait, I couldn't see the text before?
I could see the text.
Damn, probably I'm blind.
I could see the text, but what they're doing now is doing a white background with black text instead of the blue background with white text. That you can see the text perfectly fine, but it looks kind of weird. Essentially, what they're doing is they're inverting colors for the guide. So
Do you get blue background for white text?
Really? No way.
Yeah, that's all they're doing is they're inverting. That's so it's like all the blades on the left and right sides, those are blue instead of white. So it's just weird. I don't know why they're
inverting. Use outrage.
Outrageous.
I use outrage. Holy shit.
Outrageous
that
contagious.
Anyway,
killed that person.
Does anybody have anything else to say about the guide, or do they just want to go ahead and say I'm done?
Oh, God.
Microsoft, you better fix that party. I'm going to put out a hit squad on you. Not really. Don't kill me, please.
Okay, anyway.
I challenge you all to a Magic
Good
Gathering.
Job, Alex. Yes.
All right. Let's just go ahead and end this podcast.
But if you don't fix the party, then at least in turn give me the DLC early. That'd be awesome.
That would be awesome.
I don't know if they have control over that.
This update doesn't even happen until like later this year, as it is.
This update, it has come before November the 4th, because Kinect comes out then. So
that's later this year. That's still like 2 months.
I don't know. That's like...
It's got plenty of time.
Exactly. Right. So if they give me the Liara DLC early because of that, then I'll know that they're not going to fix it.
Kidding me? No way. Really?
Yeah.
I have apparently... My snake has apparently been charmed by a cat.
Anyway.
Oh, you can totally turn it off right there. Turn it off right there.
If you like this podcast,
I turned it off right there.
Go ahead and rate us 5 stars on iTunes. It'd be much appreciated.
I call shenanigans.
If you want to.
I don't want to be in love with a cat.
Email right on the show. you could always email us at aftershockforms369@yahoo.com or aftershockpodcast@yahoo.com. We also have a website, which is awesome, which is called aftershockforms.up-shore.com. It's a great website. You should go there. You could talk
about it. Finally, spit awesome.
Awesome. Just ignore this douchebag who seems to be saying negative things about the podcast that he's being allowed to be on.
No.
And we also have, of course, the blog, which hasn't been getting updated very much because two people
have
to update it.
And it's not because there's no news like you said in the past.
No. He's got actually had news in the past. We actually
You're just
during the drought. But now we just are too busy.
Drought.
Yeah, but there's been lots of news that you haven't been updating them.
We've been too busy to update it anyway. If you want to go to the
blog, have you been busy with
blog or something like that, you can. We're gonna start trying to update it again soon. We just don't know when. Probably when we both have more time.
We're done.
Otherwise,
we're done.
That's right.
Hey, shut up.
We have the Aftershock Forum Twitter you can follow us on.
That's right. I'm no longer in love with you.
My personal Twitter, which is @ShadowDreamerX. Or Alex's Twitter, which is the Raging Alex, I think it is. Yeah. So,
We're done.
That'd
be
it. Yeah. Thanks,